Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is with us. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring. He's our good friend, Jeff Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to be with you.
Great to have you on the show again. Thanks again for hanging out with us for all the years that you've been an abiding supporter of ours. Hey, Jeff. You've heard the term "do something if it's wrong."
Right.
Now, a lot of people might think that's not necessarily a good idea. And as a leader, your people will actually follow you if you try something and make a mistake more than if you don't do anything. If you just kind of have inertia. And
right.
And so my question is, if you're a small business owner and you don't know. You not only don't know anything about marketing, you don't even suspect anything. Should you just try something, even if you know it's may not work?
If you're a businessman, if you're a small business owner, if you run any level of business and you rely on marketing, any form of marketing to get your word out, if you are not involved in some of the areas that are taking root among your constituents, among your potential customers out there, then you just got to do it. You sort of take that mantra of Nike, just do it, get out there and just give it a try. And what really spurred this thought and what brought this idea around is a gentleman who I read about. He's a very successful marketing executive down here in South Florida named Bruce Turkel. He wrote a blog this week called "I Have No Idea What I'm Doing." And, you know, I started blogging, I had no idea what I was doing. I started tweeting, I had no idea what I was doing. I started, you know, Facebooking, I have no idea what I was doing. But eventually you get an idea. Eventually you build momentum. Eventually you get behind this and it becomes part of what you do. People start following, people start reading. Eventually you've gone beyond inertia to get some momentum and you've developed a successful pattern. So you just have to get started. Even if you're fearful of it, you have no idea what it is. Just get started, even if you have no idea what
right.
you're doing.
Well, and folks, that's it. If you remember, Jeff, I started talking about this back in when we first started working on social media, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. You know, I said, you know what? Don't try. Don't worry that you're you don't know what you're doing or you don't know who you're talking to. Just get started. Put the training wheels on and give it a shot. And that's you know, from a social media standpoint. So is it safe to say, Jeff, that from a marketing standpoint, there is no bad marketing, only some programs that work better than others?
Yeah, I mean, let's just say, they say that about PR. There's no bad PR, just spell my name right. Or there's, you know, no such thing as bad ink, just spell my name right. Now, I wouldn't completely espouse that idea and support that idea, but I agree with you that if you're talking to your audience, there's bad marketing if you're speaking to an audience that never, ever, ever, ever will buy your product or speak in your
right.
circles, you know, to make reference. But if you are targeting anything that has your name involved with it to the right audience, then that's the base point from which you can start. I mean, you can have maybe a
right.
poorly crafted message. You can maybe have some things that are ill-refined, and people will forgive that if they know you're sort of beginning, you're small, you haven't refined mm. or honed your message yet. But, you know, you just got to get started. And as long as you get your message out to the right audience, even if it's, again, poorly crafted, it's the beginning. You know, every long journey starts with one small step. And for many people, they haven't taken that step yet. And that lack of momentum, that lack of that first step keeps them from taking that step. I remember when I first went to go to Facebook a couple years ago. I mean, especially when I went to do my, you know, my Facebook fan page. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea how to do it. And that lack of awareness scared me from registering and creating that first page for my business. But now over time, it's evolved and it's and I've gotten it to work with my business. People come there, they look for information. Same thing with my blog. Same thing for any small business. You know, you take that first step, and you can find sort of you make that step, you get started, and then it becomes sort of like a drug, as it were. You enjoy the high of connecting with people, of getting messages out there, of having people read your stuff, comment on your stuff, share it, or just pick up on it and come into your business or reach back out to you.
Well, you know, the first step, I think, for a small business who hasn't done any marketing is to say, okay, I'm just going to do something. And now in the old days, meaning, you know, 10 years ago, you had to have a budget for marketing, didn't you? But today, you can do a lot of marketing with almost no budget, can't you?
Well, I think the only budget you need is time. And, you know, Facebook is free, Twitter is free. You can get blogging applications like Blogger or Blogspot that are free. Even WordPress.com is a free application, not to be confused with WordPress.org, but that's a blogging tool that is free. It doesn't even require you to have a server, you know, a place to host it. It's all free, okay? So even you can get business cards for free from Vistaprint, for example. So there's places you don't need money to market your business, but you do need time, and you need to be invested sort of emotionally and mentally to set aside the time to write your messages, to put the Facebook together, to hone the message the way you're putting it, to hone the presentation. But yeah, it doesn't cost anything except for your time.
Well, another thing, the way people are using search engines these days, you might want to spend a little money in getting somebody to help you make sure that your website is properly set up, so that when someone does a local search, pepperoni pizza in Peoria, you heard me say that many times before, if somebody's looking for pepperoni pizza in Peoria and they type that in and you're in the pizza business in Peoria, you come up as early as possible. And all that takes is somebody knowing how to position you for local search, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now you're getting into a different area, for example, where we talk about search marketing. Search marketing can be accomplished two ways. One, it can be through paying vendors, companies. You can pay them hundreds or thousands or many thousands of dollars a month to work so that you rise high. Law firms do this. They're habitual in doing this, spending a ton of money. So I'm the top personal injury lawyer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Somebody types in personal injury in my market. So, or you can just work the machine. You set up a blog. You're constantly getting messages out there on your blog, writing content, using the keywords that are important to you. So, you know, pepperoni, Jeff, pizza, Peoria, and working that into your blog every time, you know, every time you write it, and you'll naturally rise up to the ranks.
That's the main thing you got to do, because local search is huge now, folks. We'll take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Jeff Zabar. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.